In CI News this week, the Christian Institute launches a new resource to help street preachers and the police. In Northern Ireland, RE lessons and assemblies that are exclusively Christian have been deemed unlawful by the Supreme Court. And the Scottish Government is urged to reject proposals for an extreme abortion regime. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 21st of November. I'm Jenny Olson. The Christian Institute has launched a new resource for evangelists on their rights and responsibilities when street preaching. The Street Preachers Charter, endorsed by Open Air Campaigners GB and Open Air Mission, sets out legislation relating to public evangelism and provides guidance on good practice, enabling preachers in England and Wales to engage with the public and police with confidence. Parliamentarians and church leaders gathered in Westminster to mark the launch.
I think that it's really important in this context to be able to stand up for freedom of speech with this brilliant Christian Institute endeavour towards street preaching charter. I think it's fantastic.
I think this will be a very useful tool actually for the police, and I do hope that it's disseminated across the UK for police officers to have a look at, because certainly they have had the other side of the story, so it's good to have a view from the Christian Institute as well.
It's great that we've been able to, this document's been put together to make sure that the police know what they're doing.
I'm just really pleased to see the Christian Institute preparing this Street Preachers Charter to help street preachers and the police to be able to work better together and to just be able to know their own rights and responsibilities, and just to see how we can further free speech in this country and really promote the Christian message going out to everybody, no matter where they are.
Exclusively Christian teaching in RE lessons and assemblies in controlled primary schools in Northern Ireland has been deemed unlawful by the Supreme Court. Historically, parents who felt the teaching failed to respect their beliefs were provided for through being able to withdraw their children. But a non-religious family launched a legal challenge against Northern Ireland's Department of Education, claiming withdrawal would stigmatise their daughter and could require them to disclose their beliefs to the school. The High Court initially ruled in their favour in 2022. This was overturned on appeal, but the Supreme Court has decided to uphold the original ruling. The Institute's head of education, John Denning, joins me to unpack this. John, how did the courts come to this conclusion?
Well, traditionally, it's always been thought that allowing parents the right to withdraw their child from school was sufficient to protect a parent's right to have their children educated in accordance with their beliefs. But the court said that that would stigmatise the child if they were the only one withdrawn, and would also force parents, in effect, to disclose their own beliefs, which they shouldn't have to do.
And what does this mean for Christian teaching in schools? Do they need to tear up their syllabuses and start again from scratch?
Well, schools are required to follow the core syllabus for religious education. And the law's not changed on that. There's still a requirement that that must be based on Holy Scripture. And that's compulsory in all state-funded schools in Northern Ireland. So there's not a change to that. There's a change in the way that schools present that, that they'll have to acknowledge the range of views that exist, fairly present those different views. And there's likely to be a bit more teaching of other non-Christian views, even in primary schools. But it's important not to overreact. Christian teaching is still going to be there, and that's still important.
Thank you, John. The Christian Institute has criticised a Scottish Government commissioned report for peddling an extreme abortion agenda. The Abortion Law Review expert group called for abortion to be allowed beyond 24 weeks gestation for almost any reason. The NHS only considers babies viable at 24 weeks. The group is also seeking the further decriminalisation of abortion and for abortion to be recognised as a right for what it called all pregnant people in Scotland. Our senior public affairs officer, Joanna Timm, urged the Scottish Government to reject the committee's recommendations.
Over 18,000 babies were aborted in Scotland last year alone, the highest on record. Yet this Scottish Government commissioned review of the current law was not about evidence or hearing from a wide range of stakeholders. It was driven from the beginning by activists with an extreme abortion agenda. The report not only calls for abortion to be established as a right in Scotland, but also for the removal of the few remaining safeguards that protect vulnerable women and their unborn babies. Especially shocking is the group's proposal to allow doctors to approve abortions after 24 weeks for almost any reason. This would amount to abortion on demand up to birth. The report also recommends watering down the criminal law for healthcare professionals who carry out abortions illegally, increasing the risk of abuse. These recommendations, they're reckless and they don't represent the views of the vast majority of the Scottish people. The Scottish Government must reject them.
As you just heard, the NHS only considers babies viable at 24 weeks, but they increasingly survive from as young as 21 weeks. And now another, born at 23 weeks and 4 days, is absolutely thriving and has celebrated her first birthday at home. Baby Jemima weighed just 1 pound 4 ounces when she was born, with no detectable heartbeat. After being resuscitated, she was ushered into the Oliver Fisher Neonatal Unit at Medway Maritime Hospital. Mum Hannah recalled the heart-wrenching moment her little girl was put in her incubator, covered in tubes and wires. Jemima was able to be discharged from the hospital a week after the due date and remained on oxygen for a further 4 months before she was able to finally come off respiratory support. Dad Craig expressed his gratitude to all of the consultants, doctors and nurses who cared for Jemima and us while we were on the unit. Jemima wouldn't be here without them. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.